It's SWOPES. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hi, everybody. How are you? It's your girl, Lee Swopes, and welcome to my podcast, Swopes So Dope. Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? It's been since like May or something. I think I dropped like a meditation, which is always pretty cool. I love dropping meditations. I say it as if I did a lot, but there was literally one time. I am very excited about this episode because I'm going to be doing a quick recap of 2023 and maybe doing a little deep dive into some of the things, but not too much. I don't want this to be too long. You know me. I can go on for hours. I don't want to go on for hours this time, but welcome back if you are coming back to my podcast, and welcome if this is your first time. I'm so happy to have you. Sorry if there's any noise in the background, but I have my editor edit that out, or maybe not, I don't know, but New York is crazy. That's all I'll say. So let's start off with January 2023. I started January 2023 off hot. I got engaged. Yeah, that's right. Engaged to my fiance, Sidar, aka Trash Hand, and it was an incredible experience. It's also his birthday on January 6th, so we were just walking around and enjoying the weather. Granted, I say enjoying the weather lightly because it was freezing outside, and I was like, why is this man really wanting to walk around right now by the bridge? And if you look at my Instagram, you can see the photo from when we got engaged. It's a beautiful view. Shout out to Vinny Cohn for shooting the video or the photos for us. But yeah, we were walking around, and then I started feeling something. Then he got down, and I started just bawling my eyes out. I couldn't see anything after that. I don't know what it was. I was so emotional. I cried the whole time, and obviously said yes right away. And Vinny came out of nowhere, was like, hi, I'm taking pics. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was cool. And, you know, we just went out and celebrated, went to dinner, and have been engaged ever since. Now, people keep coming up to me asking me, when's the wedding? What are you planning? What are you doing? And I'm just like very defensive. And why am I defensive? It's because I'm not ready yet. And I've always been like this my whole life. I am a very sacral person. When my gut says I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And I will be transparent and say I have a very thorough that has who I'm inviting, where I'm going to do it, what dates, all that stuff. All the things. I've got a whole Pinterest board. I'm ready to go, but I'm not really ready to go. There are so many things in time right now that are taking a little bit front course, and we'll get through that too. But it's more so just it's fine. We're all fine. Everything's fine. So when I'm ready to really plan it, and when people want to do the planning for me, really, that's probably when I'll do it. So my mom's been pressuring me. Everybody's been like, I'll plan it. I'll pay for it. I'm like, oh my God, it's getting out of hand a little bit. Too much pressure, too many eyes on me. I think that's it too. I don't like celebrating my birthday either. So anyway, and it's not like I don't like celebrating my birthday because of age. I love aging. I think it's great. I look good. I feel good. I love being smarter, wiser, knowing myself. But like the eyes and the attention and the money spent and all the things, it just doesn't feel that worth it to me. But it probably will be. And I'm sure the way I cried, I'll cry the whole time then too. Too emotional. I don't want to waste the makeup. It's probably what it is. Subconsciously. What else happened in January? Now, I did a shoot with Noxzema. Noxzema is pretty iconic, I suppose. They've got their Nivea products and all the creams and the lotions and all those things. And I did a shoot for them for their content. And that was pretty cool because I didn't have to post it. They posted it. And yeah, I usually get those in my inbox. I just get them in my email. People be like, hey, we saw you create content here. We want to pay you to do this. And I'll be like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And I'll just produce the whole thing from start to finish. I'll think about where I'm going to shoot it, what's the concept. But I have to pitch it to the brand first. And they have to approve it. So they approved and what I wanted to do. So I went to a hotel in Soho. Beautiful view, beautiful bathtub, beautiful bathroom. And I captured content in there. some fun ASMR videos, which I've never done before, but I wanted to try it out, said yes, and I did it. It was really cool. So happy about that. And in January, I was also planting seeds for Seed Brooklyn, which is one of the collaborators Sunrise Art Club, my agency, collaborated with during NFT NYC eventually in April. So that's when I started having conversations with them. We started thinking about what we wanted to do in April, already in January, ideating, making sure we had enough time to produce a big event. And we did good, but I'll get to that. I also did an Adobe Live and helped Adobe launch Firefly, which is pretty cool. Man, not knowing I would eventually be working at Adobe. Pretty cool, huh? Now I do. I'm an employee. Look at me. Okay, so going into February was pretty cool because I did a photo shoot with Daniel Roa, and he's amazing. I was super happy to be working with Daniel because his photos are just incredible, and I had a goal at the beginning of the year to work with more photographers, to do more front-facing stuff. Sure, I could have taken more photos of myself, which I think I'm going to this year. I'm going to do more self-portraits and more photos of other people. But that year, I was very, very adamant about being more in front of the camera. So produced the shoot, chose a place, chose my outfits, chose the concepts, and we shot. And it was really fun. And you can see those photos also on my Instagram. Shout out to Daniel. I also hired a virtual assistant, which is pretty crazy because I've been working with Michael for feels like years, but it's only been less than a year. I hired her in February. Crazy. And it's January right now. I would suggest getting a virtual assistant if you can and if it's feasible, it makes sense, especially if they're very good at their job. I can suggest Michael to you if you're listening to this and you need a virtual assistant, but she's incredible and helps me with so many different things. So you let me know. But she helps me with like tons of different stuff, from just answering emails, organizing my calendar, different like tasks, tedious tasks, to-dos, things that are available to her wherever she is that I can't possibly get to. For example, just helped me create a survey for our attendees for our Art Basel event that we just had. And I want to make sure that I get some feedback from the attendees. And so I have requested just a little mock-up for a thing, and then boom, bam, she put it together and I didn't have to do that myself. Shout out to you, Michael. Thank you. Another thing, in February, I was put on the Super Chief Advisory Board, which is pretty cool because that really got me some unbelievable opportunities, from speaking at Children's Science Museum to speaking at the Oculus in New York. Tons of amazing opportunities with really just being more involved with art on the NFT side and supporting whatever Ed and the team really wanted to do. And I was also on the NFT Now podcast, which seems like so long ago. How was that already then? That's insane. Time flies, you guys. But the NFT Now podcast was cool. We just met up at like a studio in Brooklyn, and I was wearing sunglasses during my interview, and I regret that, but I was just high and I really didn't care. Sometimes it just be like that. So I also went to Chicago and I visited my family, I believe, which is always nice. Can't complain about that. Love visiting my mom, love visiting my dad. I hardly see my brother, but when I do see him, it's fun. I love him to death. We're a good family, but you know, my mom and my dad are divorced. My brother lives in Chicago, so we're around and they're friendly. Everyone's fine, but it's a lot to keep track of everybody and what they're doing and what they want to do, but shout out to the Swopes family. It was good. Now, March. I went to South Korea. In March. I thought that was like in 2022. What the heck? I'm so confused. Okay, so I went to South Korea in March, which is crazy. So I went with Super Chief. And right after that, I went to NFT LA. How did I do that? How did I accomplish that? How did I go to those two places in 1 month? Anyway, I went to South Korea. I went to Seoul. It was amazing. I got to speak on a panel. I got to show art. I got to be around amazing artists and eat great food. It was the first time I actually started eating meat again after being vegetarian /vegan, plant-based for 6 years. And okay, let's get into that though. I'll just explain that really quickly. That's because I started seeing a mindfulness nutritionist, and she was basically explaining to me that I was really just like attached to like names and things. And I hated the fact that I would travel and go to all these amazing restaurants. And I would always have to say, oh, I can't eat that. Or I wouldn't be able to experience things with people and have better conversations or better engagement in the presence that I really wanted to be in. And so she just reminded me of that. And I was just like, just so, I don't know. It just made so much sense to me on a lot of different things about my life. I'm still plant-based primarily, but if I want to eat a chicken wing, I'm going to eat a chicken wing. If I want to eat something, I'm going to eat something. Like, that's just the way it's going to be at this point. And so that's that. So when I went to South Korea, I got like KBBQ and all the good food out there. Oh, the dumplings. Oh my gosh. Everything was so delicious. And I was like having great food taste in my mouth that I haven't had in just years, and not even just years, but ever probably, in an incredible place that had just the most best food ever. Oh man, it was great. Shout out to Super Chief. Thank you for bringing me out. Thank you. Thank you. And then NFTLA was like, it was like the peak, and then it was the lowest. NFTLA was great. Don't get me wrong, but it was just really low quality. I think it was oddly put together. I think LA is very creepy. I don't like being downtown LA. But I went to a really nice Korean bath spa, and that was really cool. I think that was also something I probably brought back with me in my idea of Korea or South Korea. I don't know. But I love a Korean bathhouse. They're the best. Like all the rock rooms and everything. You should try one if you haven't. So going into April, gosh, we have so many months left. I think I'm just going to do a part one and a part two. And if this gets to past 30 minutes in each of those intervals, I'll do a part three, okay? Because we're not going to do this, okay? We're not going to sit with each other for hours and do nothing. I need you to listen to me for a little bit and then do something else, because there's a million other things in the world you could be doing. And I'm always grateful that you're here with me right now, but I need you to go do something else because I should be doing the same. Now, let's get to April. Now, April is the fourth month in 2023. I and my amazing agency, Sunrise Art Club, Web3 Impact Agency, produced a event for Seed Brooklyn, or in collaboration with Seed Brooklyn in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, and we created an amazing gallery event. We produced clothes, incense, candles. We had Latasha performing. We showed a bunch of art. We did these amazing programming for an entire day with these amazing women, where we had meditation, yoga, sound, healing, all types of amazing wellness things. And people got to leave with like custom yoga mats and tons of awesome stuff. I mean, it was just so nice. I would do it again, but it was probably the most overwhelmed I've ever been. And I mean, not ever. I'm not gonna say ever, because there's been worse. Like Art Basel 2022, that was up there for like pretty difficult. But this was up there for very grateful, but would do some things different. How about that? And so after that went off without a hitch, it was perfect. Very proud of my team. Really happy with Sunrise. That was like one of our really more bigger kind of collaborations besides like our Glenmo event we had. But very proud nonetheless. Shout out to Seed. Shout out to Christoph. It was great like collaboration because there was so much we had in common, from like Chicago to just creativity to outlook. It was really cool. And one of the very few times I think that I've felt like an actual respect from someone else who's very respected as well. I feel grown. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel grown. Okay, so in April, I spoke to some students at Columbia College Chicago. That's my alum. Just in the last year, though, or maybe more than a year now. I need to stop saying that. I mean, when did I graduate? I graduated probably 2 years. No, in 2022, I graduated in May. So that's that. That's when I graduated college, okay? So I can't say last year anymore because it's not 2023 anymore. I gotta say, 2 years ago, I graduated college at Columbia. But that April, I spoke to students in a class for marketing. Love it. Always enjoy it. Love speaking to students. Love answering questions. I just have a good time. But I really want to get like a good like speech down. Instead of just reading like a presentation, granted, I hardly ever do that. I've got a really good narrowed down flow of my story. But I would love something that's like a huge takeaway, like a TED Talk, but longer. It needs to be like 30 minutes with like everything though. And I'm getting there. I'm in a very intense speaking course right now called HBS. I'll get into that another time. I'm going to keep this podcast going, obviously. We've got a whole year. We've got a whole life ahead of us. So I need to be more consistent. I need to be able to sit down and just record. Okay, so in April, I also went to the Judy Blume screening. Yeah, I saw Judy Blume in person. I watched her movie live, her documentary live with her, with other people who were in the movie. It was nuts. She's amazing. She's such an iconic writer and such a prolific influence on young girls or young femme people figuring out who they are and who they want to be and how to talk about themselves and their difficulties or their stressors or their whatever. Really taught me a lot about her, and I cried in the movie. I cried for sure. If you're not crying at this point in your life, what are you doing? Okay. I did one of the Super Chief educational events at the Oculus, so that was cool. And okay, so yeah, we're going into May, and May is cool. I went to California, went to Calabasas, and I shot with Aria. We shot the meditations in. Why can't I remember what the collection is called? Anyway, just know that we shot a collection of NFTs. And the collection is based on my life and my story. And we shot it at this amazing actor's house. I mean, this actor has been in so many different movies with like Denzel Washington. Has been in like friggin' Black Panther and all kinds of stuff. I can't remember his name. I have the worst memory. I shouldn't even make him podcast, but it's fine. We're here. That's all that matters. And I lived it. But we did this incredible shoot, and he like rented this old iMac computer. And if you know anything about me, that computer is very important because that computer is the computer that I learned how to create digital graphic design on. And that's where I expressed myself. I mean, I was on AOL. I was on all types of different websites on that thing. So it was such a surreal moment. But if you want to buy the NFT, you can. It's on Zora. Look up Aria Studios or just go to my Instagram or go to my Twitter and find Aria. And that is kind of like a part of like the year of collaboration that I wanted to do as well. It's included in the photographer collaborations that I talked about quite a bit. I really wanted to make sure I was more front-facing, being more open-minded, supporting other photographers, seeing what they're about. And I learned a lot. I'm really glad I did it. I also, at that time, ended up going to Pump and Tom Tom and Sir. And those are restaurants and clubs and bars in. And I went there because they are featured on the show Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. And just a little weird secret about me is I love Bravo. Okay, I love all the shows, all the Housewives, all the Vanderpumps, all the things. I'm sick. And so I went to Pump, I went to Sir, I went to Tom Tom. And yeah, it was cool, I guess. Didn't really see anyone except for Peter at Pump, maybe. Where did I see him? At Sir, I think. I don't remember. But he was like hamming it up. All the girls taking pictures with him. I was like, ew, gross. Didn't take a picture with him myself. Glad I didn't, but I don't know. Good for him. Good for them. Don't get me wrong. Whatever. I love the show. I really do. I do. It just gets a little cheesy sometimes when they're hamming it up too much. just if you're going to be there for your job, do your job. But he's the one who's there. And he's the oldest. He's the weirdest. He just feels like he's lingering a little too long. Like, everyone else left. Everyone went to go do other things. And you're still here as manager, as sir. I guess it's authentic. And there's nothing wrong with being manager at anywhere. Don't get me wrong. It's just he seems a little sleazy and thirsty a little bit. See, I could be on the show. Also in May, after I came back, I did a collaboration with At Design on Instagram. We did a really fun mental health post. I just talked about how I do meditations and keep that in mind in my business. And that's how Sunrise came to be. Sunrise is my baby, and it is an outcome of all the amazing things that I've accomplished internally, becoming external. So I'm so proud. I'm always proud, especially when I get paid to do what I'm proud to do. And then I also had a baby shower in Chicago. Yeah, I had a baby shower in Chicago for my best friend Jennifer from elementary school. And then I celebrated Mother's Day with my mom, which is cool. Went to Chicago. And then I came back home, and then I saw a comedy show for my friend Liz. You should follow Liz. She's amazing. I'll put all these people's, like, things in the description, their usernames and stuff. You'll be able to follow them, check out their stuff. So don't worry about writing names down and things like that. If you've already seen, look at the description. You'll see all these things. So Liz is amazing, super, super funny. Show in Brooklyn was just incredible. Always happy to see a friend be successful and actually funny. That is really nice. And it's authentically correct. And then I did a couple more Super Chief events. Cool, cool, cool. I went to go see Hamilton. That's a trip. Went to go see Hamilton. So it was nice. It was just really long. It was very long. Hamilton's long. And I like Broadway, though. I really do. I love Broadway. Don't get me wrong. I love Broadway. I could cry watching it sometimes because it's just so incredible. It's just so, like, how did all these people do this? How did all these people figure this out together and make it happen? It's just the most beautiful, synchronized swim in air. So all that to say, I'll watch Hamilton, but I may not see it again. I think I'd be good not seeing it again. But I saw it the full way through. I didn't leave. I saw it. I also went to Six Flags Great America. We went to the New Jersey one. And it was really fun. It was just a lot of kids everywhere. It was like a lot of teenagers. Oh my God, I didn't realize how old I am until I see all these kids everywhere who were just acting a fool. They were losing it. They were losing their minds. And that's fine. Have fun. But, like, do it away from me and at least 10 feet. At least. Now when you're next to me in the line, don't yell. Don't do things physically. Any kind of anything. I just need to be away from them. And that's why I don't know if I'm ready for kids. I don't know what's going to happen there. We'll figure that out along the way, okay? Same with, like, the wedding and things. No one should rush me. Because I've been with my fiancé for 14 years, okay? And we don't rush things. Obviously, we are taking our time. We're loving our life. We're traveling. We're doing everything we dream of. We're going to Tokyo in a couple weeks. We're doing everything. We're going to London even after that. Doing all the things we want to do. And not to say you can't do that when you have kids, but, like, we are doing those things. Excuse me, I'm, like, ruffling papers. But we're doing those things first. What else? Okay, so let me wrap it up with June, just because we can. We're halfway through the year. And this will be part one then, because then we can finish off part two. In June, I went to some super rare galleries at the pier. It was nice. It was cool. I mean, the bar away from the galleries was nicer. And it's a cool area, but I think where the gallery is, it just looks a little ragged and weird a little bit. If you're listening and you agree, you let me know. But if you don't, I really just don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. Just kidding. You can tell me anything. Also, I did some tennis for the first time. I mean, we signed up for some to have tennis permits like months in the beginning of the year. And it was finally in June that we really decided to go to the court and actually use it, because you have to sign up like a week in advance on the day of. And they woke up quick. So finally got up. I got up on a Saturday morning, 9 a.m., booked it for the next Saturday morning. And then we went, and it was fun. But I think did it rain? Oh, that's the problem. And then you got to email someone, and no one emails you back. I don't know about the tennis stuff next year. We'll see. But I like tennis. I like playing tennis. I think it's fun. It's good for the heart. It's good for the sweat. I feel good. I like, you know, hitting it and doing all the things. And the outfits are cute. But the difficulty in New York actually accomplishing it is, like, not that fun. Also in June, I went to Olive Garden with my friend Wichitoria, a.k.a. Victoria. Well, her real name is Victoria, but she goes by Wichitoria. So I should probably say it the opposite way. But she's an incredible artist, and we went to Olive Garden just because we are people like that. If I have a craving, I want to go get it. And we didn't get, like, any pastas or anything. We just did straight soup, salad, breadsticks, unlimited. And that's really all you have to do, because it's so delicious. The salad is delicious. The soups, the different soups. You have unlimited bottomless soups and all the different soups. They're delicious. So don't say I didn't warn you twice. You better go. It's a good deal. They're cheap too and delicious. If I didn't say that yet. Delicious, delicious. Okay. Also, oh my God, I started a pattern making course at FIT in June. As if I wasn't doing like a million other things. I started a pattern making course with my friend KP. And it was interesting because KP was like, I'm doing a course at FIT and I signed up for it. And I was like, what do you mean? What is a course? What kind of course? Where? Why? And I just have always wanted to learn how to sew. And so she's like, here's the link. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sign up. And I didn't even think about how I was going to do it, where I was going to do it, if I even had the time. But I realized it was at night. I was like, sure, here we go. Let's do it every Monday for a couple weeks from 6 to 9 or some stuff like that, right? Like, I was like, let's do it. So I learned how to make patterns. I did it. I know how to make clothes to an extent. I'm not perfect, but I know how to do it. I know the foundation and I could learn more. And that's all that matters to me. But I still want to make clothes. I don't have time to really make it. I mean, I have time for anything. Watch my words. But I realize now how much goes into it and how much time it really takes. And I'm willing to take that time. But right now, there's a lot of other stuff I'd rather focus on. And then two last things happened in June before we wrap up. I spoke at a panel for Founder, which is a Web3 organization that I'm a part of and on the board with David All and a bunch of other amazing, successful people in Web3. And I just talked about how we want to show up in political ways, representing myself and all the people who are really doing amazing things in Web3. How are we changing the laws? How are we changing the ways that politicians are making laws dependent on Web3? So I'm curious, and I most importantly want to show up more in front-facing in these opportunities to really ask the right questions, to show what is really happening that's not like Bored Apes or whatever. Sure, it's all good stuff. I'm sure they do great things, but there's other things that are applicable, and I'm excited to see how to work those things. So yeah, excited about Founder. And then I also did a L'Oreal Beautyverse panel. That was cool. That was in New York, I think. Spoke about like just different stuff involving Web3, NFTs, what I see in the future of content creation and creativity and artists and digital and tech, all that good stuff. And it was great. I had a good time. And I wore a red lip, popped it out, pop, 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 for L'Oreal. I never wear makeup, but I did wear makeup that day. And I wore a very sparkly pump shoe. When I pop out, oh, and my top was very red. Oh, I think, did I post about this on my Instagram? I don't know. I should have, though. They were going to send me some photos, and I don't know if they did. Anyway, listen to me going on about June 2023. Still things that are not closed up, but that's the life. It's the life we live. I believe my fiancé just came back with a croissant, and honestly, at the end of the day, a croissant in New York is pretty top tier. Thanks for listening to part one of my 2023 recap. I will be sharing part two in no time, but 30 minutes is really all I can take. I'm sure the same for you. Maybe not. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. I, again, would rather you be doing something, anything else, but I'm so grateful you're here. Thank you. I'll chat with you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.